Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Over 96,000 have heard us, and it's growing. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Good friend, great advocate, and the past assistant director of Inner Sight. We miss him. Before we get into tonight's topic, which is a very appropriate and timely, the dangers of nursing homes, I want to make an appeal to President Trump, and this appeal goes around the world, to please don't let the unemployment funding go down. You know, people need to have that help. It'd be nice if you could raise it, but at least keep it at the 600. And I heard a comment tonight, was reported to me from the Google, that Trump wants to raise the stimulus money. And he said the reason he wants to is because he loves people. He loves everybody. Very rarely do you ever hear a comment like that from a president. So, Mr. Trump, make sure, please, that unemployment doesn't go down. I heard that the Republicans want to lower it, and I'm not happy with that. This is not the time to do something like that. People need help. Thank you.
Hello.
All right, Inner Sight, hello. Inner Sight around the world, and you know, every nursing home should have a sign on every floor warning people of the dangers of nursing homes. There are numerous dangers. You know, there's danger in the food they serve, the medical. There's danger in taking people's money away from them, taking their home away from them, taking their identity away.
That's
all
true.
Kinds of there's no protection, not only from staff people, but how about other residents?
That's true. Remember what happened to one of our advocates? She almost got raped. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but do you want to tell
it? That was one of our advocates. You know, she was in a nursing home, and somebody came to visit her who wasn't quite who she liked, let's put it that way. And they just came right in and mentioned her name and, you know, went to the floor and decided they wanted to visit her. Yeah, in more ways than one. She started screaming. It wasn't like anything, you know. You know who, you probably know who it is.
Oh, I think I recall what you're talking about.
Right.
An undesirable character.
Yes.
Who had a thing for a friend of ours. We're not going to mention any names.
That's right.
And,
that's why I'm saying that way.
But so the danger lurks. No security.
That's right.
You know, there should be a security person on every floor.
Yeah.
You know, to walk around and make sure everybody's all right.
He finally got him them to take him out, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Well, that's an example of danger to people.
Yeah.
You know, and there are many, many stories that we can't tell you because we don't know them. I'm sure there's a lot more that doesn't get revealed.
Danger. Old equipment. I know that for a fact.
Old
I fell off
there's,
of a
yeah.
Fell
another,
off of a Hoyer lift.
Another
and
danger.
They keep repairing the same old darn equipment, and not replacing it is a big problem in these nursing homes. I should have sued, but I didn't. You know why? I had other things to take care of at that point. My dad was dying at that time, remember?
Well, they obviously don't care about the residents. No. Now, how about the medical stuff where you have to, and of course, there are always exceptions, but there aren't too many. But the medical, where you have to submit to their doctor.
Right.
You know?
You can't bring
you can't
in your own
say,
doctor.
Oh, I want my doctor. I want, let's say you've been to a Dr. Liu, Chinese healing medicine.
Right.
You can't call for him and have him come in
no.
here.
Or
there's
even
a danger
Gary
right there.
Noel, for that matter. You know?
What?
Even a Gary Noel.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot have the medical person of your choice.
No.
In those places. And that
right.
leads to so many different problems. Amputation,
mm-hmm.
infection that gets worse, pneumonia,
right.
and people passing away from the pneumonia when they could have been helped in another
right.
way.
That's what happened to my dad.
I mean,
he
how many how
like
many
three
people?
Times. Yeah.
Yeah. How many people has it happened to
yeah.
over the years?
My dad. You know how many times he had pneumonia in 1 year? Three times. Three. Mm-hmm.
Well, that showed you that something being done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps happening like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they keep doing the same damn thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of morons. These people go to school for all these years, and a lot of them are so stupid. I mean, they really are. They really are.
How about one night I receive a meal, I swear, and I don't want to make people upset to their stomach, but I just got to say it. It literally looked like poo on a plate. And it didn't smell that good either. So I literally had the woman get me a sandwich because I was in this nursing home for a little bit because I didn't have wheelchair accessibility in my house. There goes some of the other things that we fight for as well. And I brought it to the main administration. It was absolutely,
oh, the food
know,
is
horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
I brought
food
that plate
is a danger.
Goes, oh, my God, we'll take care of that. You know.
Yeah, take care of it. How did he take
yeah.
care of it? He ate it?
No, he didn't eat it. I said, oh, would you like to have some of my meal from yesterday?
Take
this is what it looked like. I think the only way that I was able to describe it to him was do it that way. Because
yeah, the only thing is,
wanna...
he didn't take care of it, did he?
No, he didn't. Nope.
See?
Nope.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
You're under the horrible fear of the state when you're in a nursing home.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah. And,
well,
and
people
you
say
know,
to me,
it,
oh, boy, they really wanted you out of there. I said, oh, yeah. I didn't want to
if
be
you don't
to
have, if you don't have a friend or a lawyer or a loved one who comes in and is going
to
fight for you,
forget
you're in
it.
Big trouble.
Yes, you are.
You know, because these people who come in, these ombudsmen and all, these people are full of crap. They're
right.
not allowed to do certain things. They can only,
oh, yeah.
they're very limited. You know, very limited.
Oh, yeah, the ombudsman came to me one day.
Yeah.
And said to me, if you need anything, give me, you know, I'll come in and I'll talk to you and I'll help and I'll fight for you. I said, okay. One day I give a call for something. She goes, why can't, oh, they came, went into my closet and my family had bought me an extra roll of toilet paper because they had kept running out of toilet paper, something as simple as toilet paper. So they brought me, she took all my own toilet paper and said that I was hoarding toilet paper and I had to stop hoarding toilet paper. I went, And I said, may I see the toilet paper you took out of my closet? And she said, yes, you may, but your family, what do you call, we confiscated it and we're using it on staff. I said, no, you're not, because that's from my family, because look, it's got a print on it, meaning like, you know, the imprint, you know how they have imprint on the toilet paper? I said, there, look, it has an imprint on it. How could that be the one that you provided? Yours is this, you know, for lack of a better term, crappy toilet paper, you know? So they said to me, oh, then I guess it's yours. I said, yeah, and don't touch it, and don't go in my closet. I went and got a lock for the closet.
The staff people probably taking it home.
Yeah.
What do you think?
They were thinking I wasn't with it, or I was going to not report it. You know?
So then I called
the ombudsman about that. Oh, I can't do anything about that. Why can't you?
That's what I mean. What good are they?
Yeah.
You know, they're totally
useless.
Obsolete.
Yeah.
I'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the latest danger in the nursing home, this stupid virus that we've been hearing about. All right, in a site around the world, brought to you by Kennedy Realty and my buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, check him out. Good friend to InnerSight. Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com. And the Turo LawCenter.com, some of our friends, and we thank them for all their help. All right, around the world, InnerSight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch out for them, go an extra mile for a child. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ali, to mention a few of them. We honor them, we always remember them. That's what InnerSight, a big part of what InnerSight is about, protect the children.
Right. It is.
All right. Around the world, go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight around the world, Big East, the key to rescue, little bear, adopting a key to, and you can dial them up. It's 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we thank her for all her help, caring, and we thank the beautiful Akita.
Oh, yeah.
Very intelligent Akita. All right, what else we got? Around the world, dog food, cat food with Nobody Starved on Long Island, Gary, 631-484-3085. You need that. And if you're disabled, you explain that to him. He will do his best to bring the food to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's appreciated. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. We got the Long Island Connection on the Facebook with Rocco and Bobby and Terry. Running that and trying to make a difference. So check them out. All right, around the world, I want to thank Bill for working on the website. My buddy over here in Sayville.
Yeah.
I got to get the name of his company so we can
advertise it. Yeah.
Advertise it.
Mhm.
All right. Let's see what else. InnerSight. Around the world, James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you need that kind of assistance, just give Jim a call. Talking tonight about the dangers that lurk in nursing homes. And before we get back to that, let's have the the Able News ad.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page, like I said, and also they have a subscription that you can actually get. It's ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget the petition, License the Service Dog Schools, change.org, and we have one on the nursing homes, too, which we're going to revise.
Yes, we are.
Update. And, you know, get a more definite program idea in there so people can relate to it better.
Yeah, yeah.
Inner Sight, a few months ago, or even a few years ago, it goes back further, warned the state and the government and the agencies about nursing homes. We've constantly been warning them.
Yes,
we've had shows on it. We've had people call from the nursing homes. We have a nursing home advocate, and we have many of people who have contacted us off air.
It started when I was in the nursing
home.
To
get help.
Remember?
And it goes way back.
Yeah.
You know. So the danger of nursing homes is no stranger to the government and the agencies. They can't say they don't know about it. Because they do. Now, recently, this horrible danger with this virus, you know, and the governor and the other politicians bringing in people from the hospitals into the nursing homes, not allowing the loved ones to visit, but allowing the staff to go out, pick up the virus, and come to work.
Right.
You know, without trying to remedy that situation. And bringing in the danger of people. Now, somebody told me, I don't know, can we Google how many people have died in nursing homes?
Oh, it's half the number
of the virus.
Of the number of the United States cases of of the United States cases are half from nursing homes. Yep.
Well, I don't know what that figure is. Can we get a figure?
It's like, I think we have approximately, 150,000.
I don't know, but can we
yes.
Google it and get a more accurate, can you do that?
Number? Yeah, give me a second.
I want to try to get a number of the people
we also
who
have
died.
Frank, I'm sorry.
The number I want is the people who have died in the nursing homes from the virus, according to the
government. We have
government,
people also on in queue, waiting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see if we can get this number.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Because it's a... It's a horror, you know, that all these programs that you hear about, the nursing home transitional business, the housing, the waivers, and all this stuff, where the hell were they when this virus came in? You know, I mean, all the people that were on these programs, why weren't they immediately activated? Now, you talk about danger.
Yeah, it's a big danger.
There's a danger right there. Leaving the people in there and not only making them vulnerable from people that they're bringing in from the hospital, but also vulnerable from the staff people who are leaving each night, you know, going out doing whatever, you know, some of whom have contracted the virus, came back to work, and who knows how many were infected that way. All right. So this is a definite danger that could have been avoided and should have been by these politicians who just stood by and made it worse. Really made the whole, made a bad situation worse.
Okay.
By not getting people out.
Here we go. All right. Now, it says, you want the whole nation? Okay.
Yeah.
It said 40% of the U.S. coronavirus deaths are linked to nursing homes.
40%.
That's as of 40%.
As of, is that the latest?
Yep, that's the latest as of July 23rd, according
all
to
right.
the New York
so
Times.
So what's
2020.
The, do they give you a number?
No.
40%
of the debt.
Yeah, but what's the big number? 40% of...
Okay, hold on.
What's that 62, number?
62,000 plus. Yep.
62,000 plus?
Yeah, that's what it says here on this New York Times article.
So that's the 40%, 62,000 plus.
Right, of the deaths as of, let's see, as of July 23rd.
Right. All right.
Not
so
far off from what we, yeah.
62,000 people have died.
Already, yeah.
As a result.
Yeah.
Of the politicians leaving them in these nursing homes. And that's just of the virus. How about the other conditions?
Yeah.
You know? That number's not in there. The number is definitely
of
higher.
Other conditions? That's something
rather than
different.
Lower.
No, I mean, the other conditions, it should not, you know... That, you know, that doesn't apply, the other conditions. They even have workers who've died, too. They have them, too. Residents and workers died from the coronavirus at nursing homes, 62,000. I'm sure
oh, yeah.
it was more people who were the residents than it was the workers.
A staggering number, 62,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably a lot more.
Yeah. 82% in New Hampshire. Wow.
Well,
oh, okay. I'm sorry. Share of coronavirus deaths. It's 82% in New Hampshire. Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty
big chunk. Let me see if New York is
chunk.
Listed here. Yeah, let me see New York. Yeah. Curiosity. Killed the cat here. New York, 20%.
No, we don't kill cats.
No, we don't, but...
God forbid.
No, I would never. I'm just saying curiosity killed the cat, meaning, you know how cats jump around and do things? Yeah. Oh, Arizona has none. No death. Arizona, so far, during that, well, I don't know about now, but has none.
What did they
yeah.
do that was so good?
I don't know.
I wonder if they got the people out.
That'd be nice. Wow.
All right, so 62,000, the number. Do they give a New York individual number or not?
Oh, wait a second. Yeah, they did. What, an individual number? Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, how many in New York?
No, it's, oh, facilities. Okay, hold on. Cases, deaths. Okay. New York. Hold on, give me a second. New York. Oh, wow. That's staggering. 6,583 deaths.
In New York alone?
Yeah. In nursing facilities.
In the nursing home.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of people. wonderful.
But this is only of July 23rd. Don't forget some 7 days since then. And we've hit, this was more than, let's see, 362,000 people at nursing facilities and 16,000 facilities.
Yeah.
That's of those, of that number, 62,000 were died basically.
That's in the
That's
country.
That's a lot.
The bigger number is nationwide, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of those people could have been saved if they'd have listened to us.
They have a picture of a map. I could see this because I have them on the iPad. And wow, between Florida and the East Coast, the whole East Coast, and even California, very little, I'd say, you know, in the Plains states, you know, in the middle.
Yeah.
But wherever there's high population of people, you know, of course, I'm assuming that that would be more. You know? Wow.
Yep. Well, there you have it, world. A definite danger of nursing homes.
Oh, wow.
Know, all,
they
all
even have the deaths
perish.
That happen per facility. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you had other people who died from conditions, existing conditions.
Yeah, but that's separate. That's separate.
Who got worse because of the virus.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody has bad lungs and you give them they catch a virus, they're more at risk.
Yeah, deadly virus, yeah.
See?
Wow. You're looking at this right here, and they have all the facilities listed, every single facility listed in the New York Times. Holy moly.
Now, before we go to the phones, I want to make a definite point that InnerSight has come up with an idea utilizing volunteers in the homes of people who are getting out of nursing homes and who don't have to be put in nursing homes. So the state now has no excuse. I mean, as a matter of fact, we ought to write a letter to this effect with this idea and tell them, you know, to start utilizing.
Yeah, I have the address.
You.
I could get it.
What?
I could get the address of our honorable Governor Cuomo.
Well, I don't know if he'll get it, but the point is we should
put official
address
letter.
This in a letter. Because the state now, with this idea of InnerSight, has no excuse to keep people in these places. Get rid of these places. Just use them for rehab.
Yeah.
We're not against that.
No.
The rehab is good.
Yeah.
But to keep people locked away and horrible and leave them in danger like that.
No.
That's unthinkable. That never should have
what
been done.
What it should be is teach them how to live on the outside. Why should they leave them in there? It doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, I don't know.
What it comes down to is now, if the state is not going to acknowledge our idea, our program, at least try it as a pilot program,
you know?
Then that shows the true color of these politicians.
Of the government, period.
You know? Who don't want to help people.
Yeah.
Who are being put in nursing homes. So time will tell.
Yes,
see what
it
happens.
Will.
All right, InnerSight, 213-816-1650. Turn down your video if you want to call in. please try to use a landline, no speakerphone, and we get better reception that way.
Yeah.
And let's go to the phone and see what we got. Inner Sight,
okay.
Live.
Anthony and Maureen.
Let's take a call from Anthony. We haven't heard from him.
Yes.
On the air for a while.
Okay.
Anthony from Brooklyn. Inner Sight.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah.
I have a comment regarding President Trump, but, you know, the first order of business is that I wanted to advertise something that I think would be very important and useful to the disabled community. It's called therapyshop.com, I believe the website address is. And, Suzanne, I'm not in front of my cell phone,
yeah,
or, and I don't have a computer.
Yeah.
You can look it up. They have what they call weighted blankets, and they're good for kids with autism or anybody who has panic disorders and anxiety, or even if you just have a lack of heat or hot water in your apartment and you can't move around much, so, you know, it makes it hard for your blood to flow and you always get cold. It's good for someone with arthritis or the elderly, and their blankets are as low as $55, and they're so stuffed that they weigh pounds, and it's heavy and big to wash, and it might be bulky, but if you fold it up, it's fine. And as long as you keep it clean, you know, you won't have to wash it that often, because we all know that we're all clean people. And they also have therapeutic braces, you know, like if you have arthritis or hand injury. I believe they also have, like,
oh,
you know,
cool
things to squeeze for your fingers for occupational therapy. And it's a very good, you know, helpful resource to the disabled community.
Is it a pink color, the website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's the one. Okay.
How,
like,
do people pay
one
for this merchandise?
You have to pay by credit card, but, you know, there's all different price items. I mean, I know $55 might be a lot.
You have to pay for it yourself, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, they don't deal with any agencies. It's a privately owned, you know, business. But, I mean, you know, when you get your stimulus or whatever, you get your check at the beginning of the month, treat yourself a little bit.
Stimulus is nice,
you know,
but people should be getting stipends for medical.
I agree, but Frank, the problem with these stimulus checks is that perfectly able-bodied people, such as home health aides, are able to work and are not working on purpose just so that they can get the checks. And they're taking advantage and just sitting at home on their duffs, doing nothing, you know, drinking coffee and watching episodes of All My Family when they're perfectly capable of working, and that's not what it was intended for.
Well, you're always
going
to have that. You're never going to be able to get rid of it.
You're
going to
have that in any succession, too.
You're right, but in this case, yeah, but we don't have to make it worse. It's disabling home care and important, you know, resources that people need, where people can work and they were able to work and they, you know, are able to work and they were working before. They just refuse. And if anybody should get more, I think it's the disabled community, those who can't work from the beginning. And I also think that Donald Trump is a heartless person and doesn't really care about people. He's just doing it to get reelected. That's why he's delaying the election, because he is afraid of Joe Biden.
Yeah,
and he knows that, you know, he's not doing well in the ratings, in the polls, because perhaps he knows that people are getting frustrated and tired of the coronavirus and his, you know, lack of intelligence and the way he's been acting and treating the situation. And I think that, you know, we can't forget what Donald Trump has done in the past. Remember that on this show I mentioned to you guys how he wanted to send sick, disabled children whose parents were unable to care for them in their country, and they were able to come to the U.S. and get help and, you know, get taken care of. And these were medically sick children that, you know, required this as a life and death issue, not even just for medical equipment like wheelchair walker or braces. We're talking about life-sustaining equipment. He was so heartless that in the richest country in the world, he wanted to send these kids back. And now all of a sudden he cares about everybody and wants to do everything right and, you know, wants to make the globe round because he wants to get reelected, and that's all that's it's really about. So let's put it in perspective. You know, I understand that, you know, you feel that disabled people shouldn't have to pay for things that they need off of their credit card from these private companies, but they're private companies and they're small and they need to survive. Don't blame them. Blame Trump and blame the rest of our elected officials who have failed the disabled community for years and who haven't given them our debit card system, which we suggested for so many times, and we've had to fight tooth and nail for everything we have ever gotten. We're still struggling through it after all these years.
Yeah, you need the money to be independent.
Right. If you're not, it makes you dependent on the government because you have to sit and count every penny every month and budget every little thing down to, you know, a dime to, you know, get by and be able, yeah, to be able to pay your rent. And, you know, like I've always said, once it runs out, it runs out. We don't have, you know, a check-cashing store to go to every week that we cash our checks and, you know, we get money every week, so it's no problem. You make $1,000, $1,500. In the end, you save it up. We have no life savings. We have no life insurance. We have not a zero. And when we die, we can't even afford a decent burial after we've starved half our lives.
That's
because
true.
The government gives you...
Potters.
Yeah, the government gives you absolutely nothing, and that's how we get treated after all these years. And, yeah, we've got wish agencies that will do certain things for us when we're children or maybe when we're adults and we're getting ready to die. But what about our lives and when we're in the prime of our lives and we're able to do things and get around and try to live halfway decent or, dare we say, enriching life? But, of course, re-elect this president because he deserves it, because he wants to stimulate the economy so that businesses don't close and the disabled community should support him and vote for him and implore him and thank him and you know, and wave signs in the air with his name on it because he deserves it. Give me a break.
Well, we definitely got to change this system, that's for sure.
Oh, right, yeah. But he's not the president that would ever do it for us. If anybody, you got to, you know, trust a Democrat. Everything we've ever gotten off of, you know, these politicians were always from Democrats, never from a Republican. I can't name one good thing they've ever even, you know, talked about doing for the disabled community. We never get mentioned. The ADA was passed by a Democrat, regardless if we believe it or not, believe it's sufficient or good enough. It's all we have.
That turned me off.
Right, but at least somebody thought of us. At least we were on somebody's, you know, mind.
That's not good enough.
But yeah, it's not good enough. But
it's
the
one who introduced it. Do you know that?
But Suzanne, it's more than the Republicans do for us. We
get
absolutely.
But that was Dole. Dole was a Republican.
I'm sorry.
Dole,
I didn't hear you.
Introduced it.
Dole, yeah, I know, but he
and
probably
Bush, not Junior, Senior, put it into action.
Probably because they know that we're a vulnerable population and some disabled people are desperate to get any kind of help that they can get, whether it's financial, accessibility, family to support them, a home health aid, whatever it is. So they decided, let's do this
because
it's good.
But it was all Republican who did it. I'm sorry.
It's all Republican, but that's how many years ago, Suzanne? They haven't done anything.
Oh, I know, and I think it's a half-butted, excuse me, I'm not going to say the word, but half-butted law. It really is.
Yeah, it is, but everything else that's been given to the American people, in my mind, as far as money and help and this and that, who have the more caring hearts is the Democrats. I've seen that all my life, and I'm not, you know.
I have seen it, too, because it usually, I mean, this is where it boils down to. They say the Democrat, you know, actually is for the working people.
Right,
so
that's all they are, and big business. So
Democrat?
We don't own businesses, Suzanne. Most of us will never own business.
The working people.
Yeah, and we are not working people, but they empathize with us at least, and the Republicans would call that sympathize, and that's the difference. And the Republicans believe that the Democrats soak in sympathy for those in need, and perhaps will always be in need. But at the end of the day, it's the, you know, American government's responsibility to take care of those who cannot care for themselves, either because of physical or, you know, mental impairment, and that's that. You know, that's the way it is, and that's always the way I'll see it. You know.
All right, we're gonna move on, Anthony. I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Frank. Take care. It's always a pleasure.
Yes.
All right. Take care.
Be well. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Before we take another call, I got to say that I'm a registered Democrat, by the way. I have gotten a horrible response, especially lately, from the Democrats. Mm-hmm. All the trying and moving forward lately for me, or for Inner Sight, has come from Republicans. I don't care what a person is. I'm not going by Democrat or Republican.
Me too.
I'm going by what the person's going to do for us.
That's right.
You know, that's the only way that I look at it.
I cross party lines even in one election. So, for example, I'll just give everybody an example. I look up people's like stance, and then I read up about them a little. I'm an informed voter, okay? And if I don't like you, I'm not going to vote for you. Simple. But if I like you, I cross party lines throughout
the same
election.
You can't go by a party. You got to go by
people
who are individuals.
Exactly. I vote the person. I vote
gonna try
how the person's going to do. I see their stance. I listen to what
system.
They say out of their mouth, you know, and I see what they've done. If they've done stuff in the community and they're doing well, okay, then you know what? I work with them. I say, okay, this is the person who's going to be a better candidate. Right now, in truth, Charlie Brown and Sarah Bell might be my choice.
The system has to be changed.
I'm telling you, people, I know myself. For myself, I'm going to be writing in. That's how I feel right now. You know?
And
I
think the only way to change the system is to appeal from a business point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what these people look at, Democrat or Republican.
Right. And people say to me, well, that's just like you not voting at all. I said, no, it isn't. I have the right to vote. So I'm going there. I am exercising my right as a voter. But I'm writing something in. That's all.
Let's take another phone call. We have We have Maureen on the line still, or?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight.
See if she's still there.
With a nursing home advocate from Queens.
Yes.
Maureen, welcome.
Maureen.
Hi guys.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Did you get any answer from that guy?
No, the last call, he must have left for the night. He didn't get back.
Oh, he must have.
I have to call tomorrow. Maybe we'll be neighbors soon, all of us.
Yeah, right? Looks good.
Yeah, that
would
be good.
Wait, are we going to explain this to our audience, or are we going to leave them in the...
I found
Don't leave the audience now.
Online for her, and what happened was I sent her phone number, and this guy gave her a call, and there's an accessible apartment. So who knows? And it's in her price range, too. And they might be accepting Section 8 soon. So it's all good so far.
You got to go look at it.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, well, it's not due till October 1st, but next week I told them because they have a tour. You have to set up an appointment, so I have to get somebody to come out with me. So hopefully next week I can come and look. It's being
October 1st is good, you know, because it gives you more time.
It gives him more
time
to save.
And it has a walk-in shower, so that's good for her.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, I got lied to by the nursing home really big time, and I don't like that.
Neighborhood is it? Is it in a good neighborhood?
It's in my neighborhood. We're going to be neighbors.
It's on Long Island?
Yeah. It's right, I'd say, around the block from me, literally. You can go walk to my house.
Well, go and Make an appointment and look at it, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, Monday I'm going to go see my mom, finally.
I might meet you there.
you might what?
I might meet you there. It's accessible, so I can go in.
Yeah, I have to have somebody come with me. That's the thing, because I have to take access a ride to Able, so
I'm
not familiar with any of that, so.
Yeah.
I have to get a volunteer to come out, you know, to come with me. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
and I'd like
there.
Somebody to help me look at it, too, you know, and see what if it's good, or, you know.
Wait a minute, you meant you're going to go with her to the nursing home?
No. To the
The apartment.
The apartment, yeah.
To go and see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds nice. It's got a lot of nice stuff, a clubhouse and all different, you know, when this stuff is over, it's got activities and it's got a nice little patio. It sounds very nice, so hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they tell you what the rent is?
Well, it's a little higher than what I had hoped, you know, for the beginning, maybe in the, and it accepts all kinds of, you know, Section 8 and everything, so.
Section 8, you have to sign up for when it opens. It's the town of Oyster Bay.
Oh, that's where you have to apply. Huh.
Yeah. But they'll tell you that there'll be like a public announcement. But a lot of the times it's best to just call Constant because you can't see the paper, okay?
Mm.
So it's best to just call. Unless
is the Section 8 open over there?
Not in Long Island, no. Here it is. No. But maybe by that time, you know, it's 2 months
away.
Yeah,
maybe. Who knows? I mean, constantly. Opens and closes, but it's a short time. It's like a quick, short time. But if you're already living in the town, you get a better access to it, the Section 8.
If you do what?
You can get better access to the Section 8. I don't know if they have this program in that housing thing. They might have a program where you get a discount. Some of the apartment complexes, with your income, you could get a discount. I don't know. You might want to ask them.
Oh, okay. I'll ask them that tomorrow.
Yeah.
That would be good, too.
But they run both your income, so. I would also ask about the senior housing, too, that he said. Because your mom's a senior. You're not 65. But I don't think it's 65. He said 65?
For the one place, he said 65, yeah.
But she is.
She is.
You know, so
she's
over 65. So it could be, you know, in her name.
Mm.
And then when you come of age, you could then assume it. But then there's a risk that if, God forbid, you know, she's not around with us, you'd have to move if you're not 65. But I don't want that to ever happen. But I'm just saying that's
all right. Well, first you got to go see it. That's the first thing. You worry about all this stuff later.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So but Maureen, I wanna ask you tonight's subject: the danger of nursing homes.
Mm.
And you've been through a lot.
Right.
You and your mom and all that. And
what are
some of the things that you would say are dangerous about the nursing homes?
Well, the first one she was in, where they let her have two gangrene toes that had to be amputated, well, the one, this may sound a little strange, but once she had amputated, she went to the hospital. They didn't even deaden it when they tried to get some of the diseased bone off. So she was in excruciating pain. They just kept plopping like cream on it as it turned black in the nursing home. I mean, there comes a time to say, hey, cream ain't helping. So when the bone popped out, then she had to go have an amputator. The second one, this might sound a little gross also. The second one had, the first one had gangrene and MRSA. The second one had gangrene, and they told me and her it was going to fall off on its own. And I don't
I
never heard of such a thing because I don't want to have gangrene. It spread throughout the body. No.
Right.
I said, well, how long is that going to take? Oh, it could take a few days, a few weeks, a few months, even a year or so. But luckily, maybe a month later. It did fall off on its own. When I got there one day, they told me that it had fallen off. Then in the first nursing home she was in, should I say the name or no?
Go ahead.
I'll give initials, so if you want to look it up, anybody, don't ever go there. The initials are DH, and it's in Middle Village, Queens. So don't ever go there, anybody, or your loved one. You're 4-1, okay?
Yeah.
And then they left a feeding tube in her that was only supposed to be left in temporarily. Never had an answer for why it wasn't being taken out. And finally it was going to be taken out after, like, years. It popped out on its own. And she has a hole in her stomach till this time.
Yeah, I remember.
You know,
that.
She's had a couple different procedures done, but it hasn't taken, so it leaks. I have to see how it is when I go now, when I go back to see her, which I'm a little annoyed today. And like I say, yesterday and today I got lied to because she was on oxygen. It's on tape because I was taping the phone call because I had good news. I wanted to tell her I was coming Monday, so I wanted to hear her reaction, which I never got because she was on oxygen, or in that oxygen, because she was awful sounding. And the day before she was really good. And she
said, a lot of medical.
I finally understood that. And
yeah,
I said, what's that squishing noise?
A lot of medical danger that exists in all these places. And a lot of it could be avoided if they would give the person the freedom of choice. Do you want a different kind of doctor, a different kind of approach? You know. But they don't do that.
I
was told in the second nursing home, she could either go to her own doctor or have him come, but they'd have to do with the doctor inside the nursing home. He'd have the final say. So no matter what her own doctor said, the nursing home doctor would have the final say.
Yeah,
that's
right.
True.
And they like to cut people up.
I asked for an acupuncturist to come in the nursing home for me, right? And I was having a lot of pain. And I was like, please, you know, bring somebody. No. So they brought me somebody who was doing, like, massage. Well, that was good. At least I had that. But they were giving it to everybody. And every 2 weeks you got it. I'm like, 2 weeks? I have to wait 2 weeks for a massage? That didn't help quite much. And it was part of
money.
My patient therapy, you know?
It's all the money.
I'm sorry?
Everything is the money, because that's why our dearest governor did not put the COVID patients on that ship or the Javits Center or the Flushing tennis place. Because you don't get money for that like you do if you put them in the nursing home. And
COVID patients, yeah, you're right.
COVID patients were worth more.
Oh, yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. So that's why 6,500 people are dead today. So when he's making his little mountain of styrofoam crap.
62,000. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, in New York, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when
he's
making his styrofoam mountain of crap and his poster art like Andy Warhol Cuomo, he has to remember, okay, New York's doing good now, but it wasn't at the beginning.
Don't insult Andy Warhol.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
he makes those
say
pop art.
Now,
he makes those pop-up posters.
I believe that it's not only him. I think it came from Washington. But the thing
what
that
did
he
I
put the
hear?
COVID patients in there, now, that's a problem to me. The only thing that he did, he should have taken the people out before he did that. You know?
Well, where was he going to put them? I mean, they're really, well, because you need medical, you know what I mean? He should have just put the people with the virus in the ship or the Javits that was equipped for medical.
Yeah.
You know, and left the nursing home people in their you have to look up when you get off, Suzanne. I don't want to take up more time. How many people died in my mom's where she's currently, if you would do that. You know?
How many people died? I'm sorry?
In her nursing home. You said they broke it down by nursing home.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have it. I got to look. I will look
for you. I'm just so tired because I've never been lied to like I was today at this place, blatantly. I mean, Suzanne even heard the words that were said, and she doesn't have the greatest hearing. She said she couldn't even hear what she said.
Yeah, she said oxygen.
Yeah, it's her oxygen, she said. It's her oxygen.
Yeah, it's her
oxygen. And now
oxygen.
They're denying it yesterday and today. And I can't even be told why they're denying it or why she was on the oxygen. I mean, just come out with the truth. Tell me, okay, it was hot, her oxygen went down, or it went down below the baseline. Don't lie to me like I'm some kind of an idiot. I want to know what's going on with my mom's health.
Can't
why
trust
she was
them.
On oxygen, because
no, you can't.
I don't know that
sure.
she has been since she had the virus, you know? She was there, and she has been a couple times when it has been extremely hot, so I'm thinking that's what it was. Yesterday was very hot, and she probably had a little trouble, you know?
How about when they lied to me about my mom, you
mm-hmm.
know, they mm-hmm. said she fell when they dropped her. That's even better.
Yeah. This. It's just gross. It really is. They should be with their loved ones.
Another one of the dangers. Something happens, and they try to cover it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why I go 15 hours a day, so that I see and know what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm able to go and do it, so that's why I do. I love it, and I want to make sure, you know, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why I'm really scared when I'm not with her now, because God forbid what could go on. I don't even have any idea, you know. I just hope people in these nursing homes aren't being used as guinea pigs. I hope we're all not being used as because now some people that worked at the tracing thing said there was a lot of problems with that, and they don't believe it was working right. And well, that's what I said. I don't know how this tracing and stuff would work. I don't know. I think this is all some big experiment or something that we're all being used for. Or else it was something put out there and it went askew, you know?
Oh, it definitely went askew.
Yeah. But this was that I don't think God made, you know?
Ow,
and we all have to suffer as a result of it, you know?
Yeah.
And all that.
All right.
Died and
inner sight and... You know, good luck on Monday, and you let us know how it goes, you know, with the visit.
Thanks.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you can call us when you're there, if you're still there at...
I don't think I can bring my phone into where she is, though. We have to leave everything in plastic bags.
So
I don't think I can actually call when I'm in with her, unfortunately.
Why don't you try saying, listen, we have relatives who want to speak to her. I'm bringing my phone in.
Yeah.
What do you know? You know?
I'll try it. And I'm getting her stimulus.
They don't want
you
to bring the phone in? What excuse did they give you?
We have to, if we bring a pocketbook or anything, we have to put it in a plastic bag and leave it out outside. You know, with them. I mean, where, you know. We can't bring anything in, which is stupid because we're bringing our clothes in and we're bringing our hair in and everything else.
Right. Your mask, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do?
What are you
going to God forbid, in a case of emergency, you don't have your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
You tell them I'm leaving my phone on me. Thank you. Go in. What are they going to do? Hide it.
You should put my money in my shoe.
What are they going to frisk
you? I should put my money in my shoe.
Yeah. What are they going to put your, you know, frisk you? Seriously.
Yeah, I know. Don't give them any ideas.
No.
Anyway, listen, well, we'll be with you tomorrow night with the funnies, Inner Sight, Means Freedom,
right,
Advocates for the Disabled, and television Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Inner Sight, phone number 631-234-3090. Inner Sight means freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. I want to thank our callers and our listeners and Suzanne, co-host, engineer. We will be here tomorrow night with a lot of crazy stuff. All right? The funny.
Make you happy.
We hope the state wakes up and uses the volunteer system and get rid of these damn nursing homes, because we don't need them.
That's
all right. Right. Inner Sight told you. You know, we'll put it up there on a petition, and you'll be able to sign for it. I think people are going to go for this idea.
I think it's going to be a good idea, yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.